Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Rob Grady back on the show. Rob is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. You know what that means, folks. That means the first two were pretty darn good, so we got a new one here. And so Rob's been joining us now for a couple of years as a member of our Brain Trust and helping us understand a number of different things about how to run our businesses and be smarter about that. And he's our good friend, Rob Grady. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks very much.
It's good to have you back. So you want to talk about cash, don't you? You want to talk about money.
Well, I have run into an issue recently with a client. It's not the first time it's happened, but it really is one that I thought we ought to talk about, and that's when a company begins to grow quickly, exponentially, as I call it. With the economy improving, it's becoming more and more of an issue. As a company grows, you would think, oh, that's a good thing, and entrepreneurs start saying, oh, things are going to ease up, I'm actually going to be making money, I'm going to be rolling in dough, and they find it's just the opposite. When you grow quickly, you eat cash. And yep. I have found a couple of clients recently complaining that while they're very happy with the marketing techniques that we're employing, they are also finding themselves cash-strapped and looking for alternative ways to support the growth. And
well, what they
There's always two ways to do it, Jim. Well, you can either borrow it or you can get equity.
Well, Rob, is they create a great marketing plan, but they didn't create a concurrent associated joined at the hip capitalization plan.
Right. Yeah.
You got to have a capitalization plan, and the first part of the capitalization plan must be the understanding, the acceptance that you're going to pay your money to your vendors quicker than your customers are going to pay you.
Unfortunately, that is often the case, and the bigger the company that you're working with as a vendor, the slower likely to be paid. So, big customers tend to put off 30, 45 days is now no longer the norm. Now it's gotten to be 60 and even 90. Of course,
I've had some big companies take 6 months to pay me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with companies stretching it out.
Hey, Rob, let me say this.
Yeah.
That, when it goes beyond 60 days, I mean, if you pay me in 60 days, if you go one day beyond 59 as a big company to a little company, that's abuse.
There are a lot of people that will say that it's anything abuse. Over 30 days is abuse, Jim.
Well, I agree with that. There's no reason why they shouldn't pay you in 30 days. But my point is, if it goes beyond 59 days, it's no longer just past due. It's abuse. Because they got the money, Rob.
They do. They're
it's
just
not
holding
about
on to
not
it
having the money.
Because they understand that value.
Right. If you're dealing with a small business and they're not paying you on time, it might be not that they're floating you. It might be that they're having their own challenges with another vendor or something. But when you're a big company and you don't pay in a reasonable time, you're abusing your vendors.
That's
Stop
correct.
It.
That's absolutely right. And big companies get away with it. We need them as our customers.
Yeah.
You know, and so we tolerate that sort of abuse. But the bottom line is we need to have that reserve of cash in order to support our growth. And there are, as I said, there are just two ways to get it, and neither one is fun. You got to borrow it, and of course that costs money, or you have to get investors, and that can be a trial in and of itself. You're then sharing the profitability long term, and then sharing the ownership. So
that's right. The other thing, Rob, when you want to grow fast,
the only way to do that is by getting money from outside sources. And I had some firsthand knowledge of that, Jim.
Hold on to that thought, Rob. Rob, hold on to that thought for a second, because I want to say one other thing, because I want you to talk about those sources in the next segment. But before we go there, there's another thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a smart grower of a business, you're going to say, okay, this is, if my marketing plan, if my sales organization produces even the conservative level of performance here, this is what it's going to do to my cash. And if I don't have that cash, if I don't have the ability to borrow it or get it from somewhere, that means, Rob, that I can't grow that much.
That's absolutely right.
I've got to dial it back. I mean, so this is what smart people do, Rob.
I actually had a client that is growing so fast that I was beginning to worry about having to go into receivership or actually.
Oh yeah, no, you can succeed yourself.
Protect himself from his creditors.
That's one of the dirty little secrets: is you can succeed yourself out of business.
Yes,
hold on
exactly
to that thought.
Right. He was
We're going to talk some
so
more about
fast,
this with Rob.
He ran out of money
after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.